welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we're able to be together again for another precious time of sharing the things of the Lord. And for those of you who heard yesterday's broadcast, in fact, perhaps I should pause. If at any point you miss a broadcast or you would like to rehear one, please go to www.unveilchrist.org and just click on the podcast. They are archived there, and you can rehear any broadcast or listen to any one you choose at any time at your convenience. But on yesterday's broadcast, we started Reflections on Psalm 77, Face Victory. And in those first few verses, this psalm by Asaph declares a very wretched situation that he's in. He doesn't identify what it is, but all he said, whether it was personal or perhaps, you know, on a national level, civic level, I don't know, but he was in great trouble. He said, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. He was in a place of complete prostration, if you will, physical or mental exhaustion to the point of collapse. And I don't know about you, brother and sister, but I can relate to that. There's times in my life, more than once, where I felt at the very absolute end of myself, and I had no resources. I had nothing at all at my disposal except my trust in God. But you know, that's enough. And if you're in that place, I believe the Lord has directed you to hear what this beautiful message is in Psalm 77, because there is hope. There are answers. There is a remedy. And in the time of affliction, we need to look at what that remedy is. Now, as I shared, as I closed yesterday's broadcast, one of the first ways an answer is found, there are 5 points I want to share with you. The first one is prayer. But before I do that, I want to share some very personal thoughts with you that have come out of my own discovery and times before the Lord. And I just submit it to you. I don't want to be divisive or argumentative, and please don't write me any letters. But as I've said, and I'll tell you, share with you what I'm going to talk about. As I've shared over the years, my Bible has always been the authorized King James Bible, that version of the Bible that's been around for centuries. And many, many, many years ago, decades ago, while I was working on messages, and this psalm is a very good demonstration, I found, you know, I would sit at the desk after Brother Glass had his heart attack. He turned the midweek services over to me. This was back in the 80s when we were in Hayward at Whitehall. And so I would devote a day a week to preparing messages, and I would have his various translations all spread over the desk. And as I studied and compared the verses in the scripture, I found there was an honesty and accuracy and integrity to the King James that I just didn't see in the other versions. Now, since that time, there are well-meaning saints, and I thank God for them, that have sent me, there's actual books written on New Age versions of the Bible. And I would suggest to you, you know, the King James, as I said, has been around for centuries. It's not copyrighted. Anyone can freely quote, copy. It's like in the public domain. These other new translations are all copyrighted. There's revenue at stake, and you must have written permission from the publisher if you're going to copy or use more than a certain amount of that text. Why? Because copyright law demands that there be changes. It cannot be exactly the same. And so with every new version of the Bible, they have to come up with different verbiage. And you might say, Sister Glass, I love my NIV. Don't you put that down. Well, my dear friends, you might read whatever you choose to read. As I say, I do refer to other translations of the Bible, but as you really study this, and I don't want to take a lot of time because that's a whole other subject altogether, but I'm sharing this little bit so as we go into this psalm, you'll see for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Just begin to study for yourself. And you say, well, you know, the King James is so hard to read. Who says so? I mean, it may be these and thous. Is that so difficult to understand? That's you or I. But there have been studies done by educational research groups that have proven that the King James English is about the fifth grade reading level, whereas the NIV is at the seventh grade. It's more difficult to read in their choice of words. Remember, because I said copyright laws, they can't be exactly the same. So, having said that, let us now just look at, and as I said, I want to be, you know, can God speak out of good news for modern man? I shudder. But yes, of course he can. He will. God is not limited. No matter, you see, these New Age versions of the Bible are systematically, very subtly taking away the lordship of Jesus, the efficacy and power of the blood of Jesus, his lordship, the fact that he's king. It's very subtle. You would not notice it unless you actually compare the translations side by side. But I just plant this little thought with you, and you can choose to study this on your own. But we're going to make some observations in this verse, in this psalm. So let's go back to that. Let's start at verse 1. And in the King James, the psalmist Asaph says, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. Now, isn't there something very affirming and faith-filled in that statement? Is there not? It says that, I mean, he was desperate, as we read later. He said, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. He was not in a good place, okay? But he said, I cried unto God, and God heard me. Now, let me read to you what the NIV says, verse 1, and you can check it in your own translation if you have one. The NIV says, I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. Period. It doesn't say that he heard him. It just says, I cried out to God to hear me. Notice there are differences in other translations. I want to share now the New American Standard. At least in this translation, there is a positive declaration. Note the difference. NIV says, I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. And the New American Standard says, my voice rises to God, and I will cry aloud. My voice rises to God, and he will hear me. See, there is that positive affirmation that God will hear. Now, the New American Standard Bible was produced by evangelical scholars who attempted to update and clarify the American Standard Version. The American Standard Version, or ASV, is a revision of the King James text and by an American committee for the English Revised Version. They banded together to produce their own American revision of the King James. So the ASV committee aimed at a word-for-word translation of the Greek and Hebrew text whenever possible, and in some cases made that translation rather awkward to read. Now, listen to this. The RSV, the Revised Standard Version, well, it was in 1929, the International Council of Religious Education. Check this out. They're an agency of the World Council of Churches. I don't have to say much more, I hope. Began work on a revision of the ASV. It is readable and one of the most consistent translations ever made into English. However, it brought on itself a storm of criticism for two features. It altered the wording of many classic passages. I wonder why. And it chose new reading for a number of passages with far-reaching implications. So, enough said about this. Well, let me read now at least the Amplified that says, I will cry to God with my voice, even to God with my voice, and he will give ear and hearken unto me. Praise God. At least that is a valid translation of what the Spirit of God was saying in the King James. I cried unto God, and God heard me. Now, let's read verses 2 and 4. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. Obviously, the psalmist here is in desperate condition. He was brought to a place of prostration. That's, you know, complete collapse, exhaustion mentally and or physically. He said, I'm so troubled, I can't speak. Have you ever been in a place like that? These first four verses are really a summary. The psalmist is testifying that his prayer was eventually answered. Outwardly, nothing may have changed, but he received a fresh conviction of God's ultimate purposes, and his anguish left him. You know, isn't that true that we can receive ministry from the Spirit of God? We can handle anything. You know, we can go through rough times. Now, he's describing where he was at. I'm going to read verses 5 through 9. I've considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. So he was describing a time of anxiety, of stress and pressure, a searching of his heart. There was a time when to think of God was a source of inconsolable sorrow. He couldn't sleep. Nights were spent in prayer. There were times when grief was so deep it couldn't be put into words. And he compares the blessing of former days with his miserable fate at the moment. He was confused, didn't understand. Oh, he didn't doubt the existence of God, but he was tempted to question and to doubt God's providential dealings. The good old days seem gone forever. So far, what have we looked at? We've seen a psalmist in the time of his affliction and his prayer to God and searching his heart. He was praying, reaching out to God. Well, my time is gone, and we're going to have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join me. It gets more exciting. And until then, the announcer will give you our contact information. God bless you. I love you. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,